Families of the five slain soldiers huddled on the windy tarmac of Kigali International Airport late Wednesday. Many wore bright purple scarves in remembrance of the 1994 Rwandan genocide in which 800,000 people were killed. Rwanda Defense Force spokesman Jill Rutaremara says Rwanda understands it will not be easy to bring peace to Sudan.
So we don't expect also peace in Sudan or just on a silver plate. So sometimes when even people lose their lives, some level of sacrifice is needed.
Rwanda currently contributes about one-third of the 10,000 troops stationed in Darfur as part of the joint UN-African Union force, known as UNAMID. But Rutaremara says for the peacekeeping mission to succeed, more needs to be done.
I imagine if the UNAMID had better equipment, for instance, if they had attack helicopters, if they had surveillance aircrafts and other logistical support, and if their number was 26,000 as it is planned, I'm sure the situation will not be the same on the ground.
Rutaremara expressed frustration and disappointment with other nations for not honoring their commitments. He said there is no question about Rwanda's commitment to the mission in Darfur, where Rwandan troops also served with the smaller African Union force that preceded the joint UN-AU mission.
Since 2004, when the RDF troops went to Darfur, so far we've lost 7 soldiers in combat or in action. And I think, actually I'm sure, we've saved thousands and thousands of lives.
Rutaremara says Rwandan troops in Darfur will increase their vigilance. He also says UNAMID may have to review its policies in response to the attack on the peacekeepers. Thomas Rippey for VOA News, Kigali.